We used to make our way. You said the prayers. I passed the hat back in the good old days. We worked the bars, we worked the park, we worked the old fairgrounds, never counted up our change till the rides had all closed down. We traveled round the best we could. We slept where we lay down. We cleaned up in old back rooms, and we ate what food we found. Your sequin dress, my old top hat, and a spotlight to set us free. You held my hand, we did our best to get over you and me.
Reno, Nevada tomorrow night. I'd like for you to come be with us up there if you would. It's only about, what, 5-6 hours? What? 3.5 hours, is that all? What's the best way to go? That's an excellent answer. Thank you. What? Oh, wait, it was by car. Yeah, okay. What? Oh, is there a train there from here to Reno? What was that? What? It's 12 hours by train? Well, that ain't too bad. What time do they leave? What? Do they got one leaving at midnight? This guy moves to Australia, and he moves way out in the middle of the outback, just way the hell and gone away from everybody, and decides he's going to have a party, so he gets in his pickup truck, and he drives 60 miles to the nearest neighbor. And he says, I'm having a party. He says, and I want you to come. He says, we're going to have all you can eat and all you can drink and all you can smoke. And he said, we're going to have a lot of fiddling and a lot of banjo picking, and we're going to have a lot of dancing, and then we're going to have a whole lot of sex and some fighting, and more sex and more banjo picking and fiddling and more drinking and passing out and throwing up, and they're just going to have a great time, and I want you to come. And the guy says, golly, that sounds like a lot of fun. He says, when do you want me to be there? He says, well, he said, just come on anytime. He said, don't really matter, it's just going to be you and me.